Yeah, but suppose it's interesting, Oisín, that Mayo are the county in Ireland that has beaten the All-Ireland champions most in the All-Ireland series. So, and then it wasn't a surprise from my point of view. And when you were in Croke Park yesterday, just listening to the stories around the ground and everything else, that there were, you know, the Dublin camp wasn't a happy camp. Some of the senior players weren't happy that Barry Cal wasn't getting game time and wasn't being considered even to come off the bench and that there. And then when the word broke that Alan Brogan was out as well, you felt that the advantage had definitely at that stage turned to Mayo.
But did you feel that Dublin would calve in the manner that they did in the first half, Martin?
No, nobody expected that, particularly when they came back, the way they came back. But I think hunger is a great thing in Gaelic football. And, you know, when you look back on it, Mayo were the hungrier side. And, I mean, suppose people will say everything went right for them and everything else on the day. But, the hunger they had, and even at times, you know, when they figured out that the Dublin full back line would play in front of their men, they kicked the long high ball in over the top, you know. So, you know, haven't done the homework like that there. I mean, people are saying in Mayo that this is the first time they had a team as a team, not individuals. The other thing is that people are saying in Mayo as well before the match that James Horan has always got his matchups right. And just, it's a whole change of a mindset in Mayo and everything else. And, you know, from Dublin's point of view, they probably, when they look back at it, you know, leaving Eamon Fennell on the field was probably wrong. Taking on Alan Brogan was wrong. And, you know, when they look back on it, I suppose it's very, very hard to have that same hunger 2 years in a row.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Horan got his tactics and I suppose his position picks right. One notable point of interest in the second half when Mayo were really on the rack, they didn't pull back that extra defender. They continued to stick man to man.
No, that's the most interesting one. They didn't play. But the player that played as a sweeper or to use him back and forward was Kevin McLaughlin. And he had gone off with a head injury. And at that stage, they lost their shape around that midfield. And when he came back on, he settled them again. He's a very, very important player to them. And maybe the most important player to them. Aidan O'Shea in the middle of the field was exceptional as well for them. And then the full back line. But you're right to say they didn't look at it that they needed to play a sweeper. They went man-to-man, which is interesting what they'll do. And then suppose people go on to ask the question in the All-Ireland final, will they play with a sweeper or not, or will they still go man-to-man?
Well, since yesterday evening at around 5:30, everyone's sort of been looking at Donegal Mayo and how the two styles are going to line up for this year's All-Ireland final. But I suppose it's nice for a change to see two different sides involved in an All-Ireland final, Martin, and there's none of the big guns from a number of years ago involved.
Yeah, it definitely is, actually. It was very interesting that Jim McGuinness told the players last week that they would be playing Mayo. So he knew where Mayo were at, you know, having played them and maybe in a challenge game and met them in the National League and everything else. So I just think that maybe a lot of people thought it was going to be Dublin, but, you know, maybe the good football people were figuring out that Mayo were going to win it, you know. I just think, yeah, it's great. It's a difference, you know. Mayo haven't been there, haven't won one since 1951. And interesting, Oisín, it was the 23rd of September 1951. They won the last one and they're going to be playing on the 23rd of September now again. But, and, you know, Donegal haven't won one for 20 years and only have won one. So suppose maybe the neutrals we all thought would be on Donegal's side. I think a lot of them now maybe will turn and be on Mayo side because they've lost so many finals and been in finals and lost them. So maybe we'll be a wee bit on our own, maybe with the Ulster teams behind us in this situation. But, I mean, it's going to be a great three weeks now for both teams. And, you know, Mayo yesterday, even they lost three defenders and that there. Colin Boyle wasn't fit to play. Lee Keegan went off injured. Kevin Keane had to go off injured. And they still, you know, did well with the subs that they got and everything else. So there's going to be great hunger, which is a big thing in both sides. And looking forward to it. Suppose we'd look at it in Donegal. If it wasn't Donegal that they were playing, we'd love to see Mayo won in All-Ireland.
Would you agree, Martin, that when Dublin ran at Mayo yesterday, the Connacht champions looked very ordinary?
Yeah, well, I think, and the whole planning they did, they never expected to be 6 points ahead at half time, and they definitely didn't think a stage in the second half that they'll go 10 up. And that situation is easy to try to defend the lead and stop doing what you're doing and try to kill the game and everything else. I mean, there were Dubs saying after the match yesterday that the Mayo physio's in line to get an all-star. She was that much on the field, you know. So I think maybe they tried to do that when they should have kept doing what they were good at, and so to look at that there. But I think that, you know, they did run out of steam a bit maybe in that midfield area, which was very important. But suppose a couple of things that won the game for them was a great save by Clark, the goalkeeper. He took two very important short kickouts when they were being beat. Michael Darren McCauley was picking up the ball in the middle of the field. And the other thing was, They won a Dublin kick out. They won a high kick out into the middle of the field. I think Seamus O'Shea won and got a point of it. And they won a Dublin. Jason Gibbons came off the bench, won an important Dublin kick out. I think that's really what won the game for them. And, you know, I was just thinking about Michael Darren McCauley. We know his dad's from Donegal. It seemed to be great if we had him in this county.
I'm sure Donegal won't be letting Mayo have the room that Dublin let them have yesterday.
Well, you'd hope that there. It's going to be a different game. And, you know, you have two young managers. You know, we'll think a lot about the game and think a lot of the matchups and everything else. So it's going to be a great occasion, a great match. I mean, there's, you know, Donegal Mayo people, there's a lot of people married into each other in Donegal Mayo. There's a lot of Donegal Mayo people away from home together and everything else. So we're very alike as counties. And, you know, it's great that both counties are there. And as I said, it's just disappointing. I would say all Mayo would like to see Donegal, and all Donegal would like to see Mayo. But it's the way it's worked out. And looking forward to a great occasion. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. You'd hope that Donegal wouldn't give Mayo the same room, and you'd hope that Donegal would run at them and everything else. But I think it's going to be, you know, both teams are going in with confidence of a good semi-final. Suppose Donegal are the favourites. I don't think that really matters in a final. It's about how you perform on the day in a final.
We've seen over the weekend that Neil Gallagher and Carol Lacey, as a precaution, came off in the fixtures in the league, which took place on Sunday. Everyone's looking forward to an All-Ireland final, Martin, in the county, but there'll be tentative moments as well in relation to players' health ahead of the big decider.
Well, that's the big thing, I suppose, in both counties, is not picking up injuries, and that there is very important. You can pick up injuries, I suppose, in training and everything else, but, you know, hopefully that both Carol Lacey and Neil Gallagher are okay. You know, you just don't want to hear that there, but I think, it, you know, to miss an All-Ireland final, I don't think any player would want to miss an All-Ireland final when you get that chance to get there. So I think it is important to have a clean bill of health going into the match and everything else, and the preparation be good. But I think Donegal might have a wee bit of advantage in the fact that they're semi-finals last week, and they've everything sorted out this week now. They've got all that sorted with tickets and everything else. That's all out of the way now. And I think they can concentrate now. Suppose Mayo will get that sorted out this week. They can totally concentrate on the game. So that might be a wee bit of advantage to Donegal going into it, you know, particularly when neither team were in an, you know, are used to playing All-Ireland finals or anything like that. So I just think, from that point of view, it might be a help, but hopefully the lads are okay and it is a clean bill of health. You want to see both teams having a clean bill of health. You know, you don't want to see anybody missing All-Ireland final.
Mayo, the Connacht champions, they've dethroned Dublin as All-Ireland champions. Donegal have beat three of the last four All-Ireland champions, Cork, Kerry and Tyrone. Donegal seen as favourites possibly for this year's All-Ireland?
Yeah, they are, and supposed to someone we never expected that we went to an All-Ireland final as favourites in Donegal, but suppose when you beat, as you said, Tyrone, Kerry and Cork, you expect that's going to happen, you'd be favourites. I don't think it's going to matter to the lads whether they're favourites or not. I always think there's no such thing in Gaelic football. One team tries to put pressure, another making them favourites. I don't think that matters. You know, the one thing you look at, both teams coming off a good semi-final, so people look back at Meath, who had a great semi-final, one team when they hammered Kerry in a semi-final, and Galway beat them in the final. I think it was Down that beat Meath in an All-Ireland final in 1991 as well, and everybody said that Meath team were unbeatable and invincible. That doesn't happen. I mean, it's all about focus and everything else. I think players are different now. They know themselves. They have to perform on the day, and that's what it's about. And I don't think the favourites tag makes any difference. I don't think it'll affect Donegal being favourites or not. Them lads are well focused and everything else.